Battle of Hyundai and Unilever. Cherubim's muzzle velocity, apricot mycologies on yogurt watch, pilfering blood-filled soft pellets of myrrh, limbic ashes flail as deities cut off their pluralities, counterintuitive wage slaves whooping, jollier gimmicks breathe a newfound lucre in soot or sweet, in sand or foam their materialoid in mitosis, brain power is sumptuous mayonnaise, the soul and form is a milk cart. The Battle of Aegis and Deutsche Bank. Guilt is the battering charity of brother, hoods no rest your head will not lean on. We are already the opposite of extremophiles lying crushed under the evolutionary bottleneck. Methane microbes are hotter and brighter emerging, but not aisle-talking sun, which melted the weather forecast like a warhorse battering ram. Weetabix trembling in diasporic fervor, our raspberries are red and very British. That's all I've got so far on this poem, so...
What's it called again?
It doesn't have a name. This is a few sections from a poem called Hell Realism. Cuddles on a square, life behind popular culture comes down to angularity, liberal democracy waves goodbye, and I punch him who will not ask who accedes to the androgyne, even though my prancing for new niceness is a throttling device of other people. When we do not ask for fiery reunions with swiftly alternating genitals, wailing away hypothetically for a mouth and then having it, but there is nothing to do, no more to do, the ships sail out to chance horizons, the lattices of their strings do not come back, is grief here, decadence is a falling into the tenth type of spiritual lies, navigation pools downwards instead of up, the where are the sinkholes of the deep ellipticized, they are not the spheres of your regions, vocabulary, shrinking movement, behaves in no direction whatsoever, put on the pyre, the wealth of nations, the eggless heartlands of aeroplane divergence, above ground tunnels off, stuffed animals, contingency, contingency, kill it all, but if you kill it all, wait, if you are listening, especially in close proximity, I despise you and want to fuck you. Lord, lightiness of the towel and publishability, I ask for it now, fuck you, go die, so many others are livable, but something needs to give way, the ghouls dress in black robes, pronouncement to no one of receipt, hemorrhage of blood and gold, payable to sign historical movements, this is not pre-political, it's not post-political, I would argue with lines that it is not, but your script is oasis to pleasure and on the pathway, filing up, strewn with warmer drug, what is awakening, if not darkness, optimism, I bathe my hands in the greenness of forward advancement, there is no stasis, is there? Bodies are so unlikely to requite. There is a wishful requirement of getting rid of writtenness, the need to reach into a cargo tin, swirls below, liquid nitrogen, pulls recognition to stillness, the bees die, the cows die. I will not meet the fate of bankruptcy at a 24-hour supermarket or the frozen section. Where will I meet you? The vest sticking to your skin as other people made it, wanting you to voice gearing in the language of intelligence which uses otherness to mind phrasings of an insipid puppetry to gather information about your soul state, which lifts off the ground of international financial pressure only to slacken into foveals. There is laughter at appearance. You are capable of tearing up the paper into pieces so small that they disappear. Like life bathing in dry matter, the cream of face luggage boxes which contain the papers of my life, driver's license, death certificate, dyed, nailed, beautiful faces are linked for ships for a lengthy parade with collapsing band and parturition of glass sculptures whose refraction was never measurable, disprovable sublimity in the Brighton physical laboratory which smiles like an apothecary into the homeless shelter and prejudice feeds on pathological misery never was the blind way they wanted us. I stand on a shower gel box the size of a thimble and glare mindless. They claim mindless rails against penetrability while posters peel into my skin, their ashes touch stinging porous course. They watch and train cameras on our fingers, isolation of stroke content, flowing motion towards disappearance. Only the hands are now visible in the computer screen. It is somebody else's face that peers. The lights intensify one by one in a burning cyclone while I mimic the mouth movements needed to tell you that you do not understand what I am talking about. I veil porphyry curtain-like in my maximal wish to watch a film that would really come true. Tissues, buttercups, of yellow consumer choice, bringing pain redoubled back to life but leave the rest to rot. Milliage is a bellatristic track, the Labour Party rolls on and on, there is tilting of the cohort, but it does not slip up or climb for near, holding a minimality of tactless, bringing the sights of distraction are a long way away. The flowers are not yawning yet, I don't know when they will grow into my ears, I'm collecting my boarding pass for the millionth time. The actor is a new one who is not saying the right lines at all. Apathy is not concerning you, what are benefits ever again? Press decision, they are one too many, cauterized, cold fleshliness which sears trapping through you into my prison. I am phoning myself on Skype. Gums gape at propriety, video ingesting tube feeders of old voices keep liveliness as humour. The urges of doing or going are all in the direction of picking up a line which is not primed for exchange. There is no expectation in loving conversation. I must let him life to loss when she comes back on stage. She is the third. I have no protest to make, for my hands are tied to her exhaustion. All I can say is screw the troika. They're jutting nails. They never furnish the storeroom, for you are the breakings of your restraint. Many a distance room like friends, not friends, prices sealing up the matte look of a widely seen countenance, the skiff of it, of cloud in inflammatory discourse which rolls down ticklish into the ticks of my legs. Spitiate eternitatis, there is biting back into the eater. The pecuniary brush of quality is an irritant on my fabulous wheel, turning every moment a little bit more into a square. I am applying generalities for nothing but a very specific bone structure, but in the life neatness of framing, I am once more ineffective, moving into carbonic attitudes, flying faster than it takes to reach the old world as either a micro or instantaneous information transmission. But swimming pool fantasy inter alien nose chlorine sinking is a greater feeling than rising, for it involves more the particles of your drooping. The turning looks more like turning, running as fast as possible from the razor blades of the second-hand shop than giving in, more like right than a cuboid left turns at the next corner block. There is a duty to let you know that we will not meet again. There are no tracks on which we would pass the baton. Even if it existed, we would smash to smithereens disgust in protest of bedroom enclosure, through your agoraphobic suffering brings a vicarious experience of breathlessness, and I cannot walk in place any longer. That's all the sections from that poem that I'm going to read. And there's one more, which is from a longer set of poems called Scene from Under Nationhood. And the subtitle is Commodore Perry. Trust this collaboration looms larger than high octane anime in your crinoline esprit de corps. Golden honeycomb of your sociability reckons a rugged individualist lean cut into litigiousness, leaving with reciprocity. Bonds into large-scale firms by River Rouge. Trust funds fall and non-German hands roll over Fukuyama's trouser-like chinos bleached to tie-dye for dignity evaluated at proper worth on sale at Woodstock, where Daimler-Benz Arts My Association breaks down its cinema non in stickled pools of pitch like mutual.